You're listening to another great podcast in the MyMac Podcasting Network.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Elisa.
It's that time again, episode 426 of Geekiest Show Ever. And you have a lot to talk to us about today, don't you?
I don't know if I have a lot to talk about, but I have a lot of new toys.
I'm just going to sit back and knit on my sock. And
I think you should take a picture of your progress of your sock for the show notes. Will you share with the listeners what it looks like?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, because it's really cool.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? About what
it's just called? It's called Rainbow Stripes. It's 12 different colors, and it represents the colors of women who are known to wear pantsuits, like Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Amanda Gorman. And we'll leave it at that.
They are some really good looking socks. I like them. I'm not much of a sock person out here in Arizona. We're more of a
you don't need to be.
People. I know, right?
You don't need to be.
The
we
flip-flop
do. It's
is gotten, the state
hey,
shoe.
We've had frost. We woke up yesterday morning and it was covered in frost. But the weather is actually nice. Right now it's 60 degrees. I had to get up this morning, turn on the heat. Came home from the gym, turned the heat off. And I think I can keep the heat off until about Wednesday of next week. It's supposed to hit about 73 next week. We'll take it.
Finally 75 here. I will take it. It is finally under triple digits. Yay.
You sound like my cousin. He texted me this morning. He lives in Florida. And he said, it's winter here. It's 73 degrees and it stopped raining. I might have to wear pants. Nah.
I actually just carried the filter out for the, or what do you call it? It's the motor, I guess, for the, we have one of those inflatable hot tubs. And we only put it out during the quote-unquote, I'm using air quotes here, winter time here. Because then it gets down to maybe about 40, which is very cold for us. So we'll put that out soon. Almost hot tubbing time. Looking forward to it. So yeah, so I got some toys. I think I've told you recently I have a newly minted college student. So I took advantage of the back-to-school promo that they had. I hadn't read this in the past, but it does say in the fine print that the promo is available to college students and their parents. And I was like, okay, well, I'm a parent, so yeah. So
I wonder if that's new. I have.
Do you think it is? Because I think it might.
I don't know. Because in the past, I've bought things when my kids were in college. Mm-hmm. Now I just, if I want to buy a computer or something that gets a discount, that's not having any kind of a special. Mm-hmm. When Shane comes home, I'm like, make sure you bring your teacher's badge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I show it to them and then I get the discount that way.
Yeah, yeah. I had tried to do the teacher thing because of Nate being a teacher, but it was, I don't know. I think your son's probably registered with a school and it's probably just easier that way. But my husband's school, I don't think they're registered that way because they use all HPs. Like he doesn't use a Mac.
They changed. It used to be I could just order online and say I'm going through the education and they just took me at my word.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I've done it in the store, Shane would just show his badge and that would be, okay, we're going to give you the 10% off, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now I think you have to jump through a little bit more hoops.
Yeah.
The last computer I bought, though, was in 2019 and it was on Black Friday, so it had the free gift card. And if I remember correctly, I know what it was. I bought my father the iMac at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the iMac was not on any kind of special, I could use the education discount on that, but I couldn't use it on the computer because I was getting the $100 gift card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all kinds of restrictions and stuff. You get a slices and dice it.
But the guy didn't give me a hard time. I just said, my son's a teacher. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty good about honoring that. So, yeah, so I took advantage of the sales. There was the back-to-school promo. So, and it was kind of time. I mean, I love I had an M1 Pro, so it's an M1 Pro, that's the chip, the M1 Pro MacBook Pro. I have to say, I am pretty proud, like looking at the decision that I made when I got that laptop, because I think I waited about, I want to say 6 years that I had the 13-inch, because prior to that, I had the 13-inch. I always say, you know, when I have a Mac, it's like, oh, this is my favorite Mac, right? This is the best Mac that I ever had. I have to say, though, the 13-inch that I had prior to the M1 Pro, that was not my favorite Mac. That actually, I had a lot of problems with that. I always get AppleCare, which I always recommend.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And I did have to use it, I think, 2 or 3 times. In fact, they did that laptop, they did replace. It had some kind of a screen malfunction, and that was the one that had the butterfly keyboard. So it was just, it was a really bad keyboard experience. I did not like typing on it. I ended up, as I do now, I always use a display in the center, and I always keep my laptop plugged in to the right. And I'm, you know, pretty aware of the battery, you know, usage. I always check my cycle counts and things like that. I'm always, you know, checking the battery health and things, because I do use it quite a bit unplugged, you know, because I go on house calls. I take it out in the field a lot. I use it throughout the house.
Mm-hmm. What year was it? Do you remember what year?
The old one, the 13-inch? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Because it sounds like what the one that I bought in 2013. Yeah. I can't remember specifically what the problems were, but I kept bringing it back, and they finally gave me a new one in 2014.
Yeah, I cannot remember the exact year, but 6 months after I
bought it. Yeah, it was and Tom is still using that computer, 10 years old.
Does it have the butterfly keyboard?
No. Mm. It wasn't the keyboard. It was, I can't remember now what it was, but I kept bringing it back.
Usually they have like a 3 strikes and you're out rule that they finally said,
mm-hmm. we're just going to give you a new one.
And yeah, AppleCare has always paid for itself. It's always paid for itself.
One that I'm using is a 2019 16-inch, and I love the 16-inch. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't set it up. It just would get stuck and stuck and stuck. Oh. So it ended up being a lemon, and I ended up bringing it. I bought it on Black Friday in 2019, mm-hmm. and I spent the entire afternoon let me try this backup. And it would just get to a certain point, and I called AppleCare, AppleCare is telling me, well, do this. Finally, I just went back to the store and said, give me a different one, mm-hmm. and they did, and then I had no problem.
Yep. And that's the one I've been rocking ever since.
Yep, and rocking, and I have no problem with this. But Tom's, you know, being 10 years old, his is starting to be like, I could, you know, he can't use it without being plugged in. The battery is like kaput.
Yes. So, well, that's what was happening. That's what kind of forced us, but I mean, it. I knew this time was coming, and so I was preparing for it. But that's why I said I was really pleased with the way things really worked out time wise, because I did plan for this. I'm always talking about the hand me down value, so. When I had that 13-inch MacBook Pro with the butterfly keyboard, you know, that had served its purpose. And I think, I kept it for about 6 years or so. Then I upgraded to, it was one of those things where that one was such a bad laptop that I didn't even want to hand it down to the kids. It was so bad. So I did trade that one in. I think it had, you know, a couple $100 worth of, you know, trade-in value. So I did trade that in. Because normally when I look at the trade-in value, I think to myself, well, you know, for what it's worth, I might as well just give it to one of my kids, because it's not really worth – it just wasn't worth enough to trade it in and get a new one, because my kids needed something at the time. You know what I mean? In other words, like, it wasn't worth it. I couldn't go buy another cheap laptop for that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it just wasn't worth it to trade it in. But this time, I just thought, this is so bad, I'm just going to take the couple $100 that it was worth at the time. I don't even know. I don't even think it was worth like $200 at the time. And so I traded it in, you know, that got it out of my, you know, my pile of tech. And it was one less thing that I had to deal with. So I sent that back, and I got that M1 Pro MacBook Pro. And that was the 14-inch. And love the keyboard. And that has been my favorite Mac. Like, that has been such a wonderful Mac. And then one of my clients, they upgraded, and they had an old Air. And they, you know, I said, well, you know, you could trade this in. I think at the time it was only worth like, you know, $40 or something like that. It wasn't worth that much. And they're really, they're wonderful people. You know, I've known them forever. And they were like, well, do you want it? And I was like, oh, sure. You know, because they know I have kids. And they're like, here, you know, you can let one of your kids use it. So that's what we did. And same thing like with Tom. It was one of those deals where I thought, well, I can repurpose it, you know, for the house because, you know, the kids can use it plugged in or, you know, Nate can use it or something. And so that's what Lucian was doing. He was using it for college, but it was one of those things where he started classes, but then he'd have to get there like super early because he'd have to try to get a seat near an outlet because as soon as he, you know, would unplug it, it would just die. So it got to be the point where it just was not serving his needs at all. I was like, okay, it's time. And so with the back to school dealer, like I looked at the life that I had left in this computer, because, you know, like you said, it wasn't that old. I mean, it was a 2021. So, you know, it still has AppleCare left on it. The cycle count is really low on it. And so what I did is I went and I sat down with Lucian and we compared them side by side. I love that tool that Apple has on its website where you can compare the different, I think you can compare up to three different models of something.
Yeah, I've used that.
Yeah, and when you look at them side by side, the 2021 M1 Pro, MacBook Pro, you have to use the Pro, and you compare it to what I just got, which is the M3 MacBook Air, the 2024 MacBook Air, they are almost identical as far as specs, but here's what you lose with the MacBook Air. So the M1 Pro is 14 inches. This one's back down to 13 inches. And I have to say, like, I was missing that smaller form factor because I have like one of those, a purse that's kind of like a satchel, like a messenger bag type purse.
Crossbody.
Yeah. Like if you look at that picture that I sent you, so I'll put that in the show notes for the episode artwork, but you can see, I also got an iPad Air because that was also one of the back to school deals that you could get a gift card for. And you can see when they line up, it's not that much bigger than the iPad Air, the 11 inch iPad Air. So I can fit both of those two things side by side with each other right inside my bag. I mean, they're just so portable. So I really, really love the form factor of it. Because like I said, when I'm sitting here at my workspace in my office, I have the laptop hooked up to a display, a big 27 inch display. So I only use the screen, the 13-inch screen of the laptop for my smaller windows. Like right now I have PAs over there. I have the little Skype window over there. I have my messages window over there. Any small windows, that's what I stick over there. Any of the big stuff I have in the center screen. So, and then I actually had it set up. I should take a picture of that too. I had it set up the other day in my den where I had on my desk, I have my 27-inch in the center. I have my 13-inch Air, my MacBook Air to the right. And then I have another display. I have another like LG display here. Then I have the 11-inch M2 MacBook Air. God, there's so many initials and acronyms. And then I connected a trackpad, a wireless Bluetooth trackpad. And then I have my wireless Bluetooth mouse. And I can get the mouse pointer to go from left to right and from right to left all the way back again from 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm like Kevin. Yeah, Kevin would exactly. be in heaven from
but
four
I've,
different
I've
displays.
Seen those pictures
back
online,
and
like you said, where maybe the computer's in the center.
Yeah.
And then you've got a screen on this side and a screen.
Yep.
That would make me crazy.
I love it though, because you can put so many different things. So for example, when I'm working with a client remotely, or when I'm working on just, you know, home administrative tasks or taking my notes or something, I have my messages windows, you know, my little windows on the laptop screen, the main project that I'm working for in the center, and then I have my calendar on the external, you know, this other LG display that I think it's like 21 or 24 inches. And then I could be drawing or doing some kind of sketch or something like that on my iPad. And then, because I also got, then on Amazon, they had, this is interesting. So recently they had another Prime Day sale on Amazon. that was just in the beginning, like the first week or this almost the second week of October. Well, I missed it because I was so busy doing other things. And it ended up being that they put the Apple Pencils on sale, the second gen and the Apple Pro. They put them on sale after the Apple, the Amazon Prime Day was over. So I actually missed the sale because I had it in my cart because it's also like, I mean, it's a business expense because I have to eat my own dog food. So I have to be able to demonstrate this stuff. And so I get these, you know, these gadgets and stuff so that I can learn how to use them and then teach other people. And I thought, well, you know, it's coming at the end of the year, so I better get this stuff while it's on sale and while I can write it off. And so I went and got the Apple. I was going to get the second gen. And I looked at the Pro and I was like, well, what are the differences? You know, I went and I watched some videos and I thought, well, for an extra, it was like $15 or $16 more, which is interesting because they actually are listed for when they're not on sale, they're the same price. I don't know why that is, but when they were on sale, they didn't mark them down to the same price. But the best price that I've seen for the second gen Apple Pencil has been $79 on Amazon. That's the price that I've seen. That's the best price that I've seen. I have not seen the Pro go down any lower than, let's see, what was it? I think it went down to 96. If they would have marked it down to 79, that'd be great. So I'll be looking for that at Black Friday. Not, I mean, I already have it, but if I do see it, I'll shout it out. But
does the Pro does the Pro charge on the side of the iPad?
It
like
does.
The other one does. Okay, it so does. You don't have to plug it in via USB.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Yes, it's basically almost identical. It's a little bit. I think it's a little bit thicker from what I remember from watching the reviews because I don't have a physical one to hold it up to side by side, but it does, it charges the same, it's the same length. I think it's a little bit thicker, but it has a few extra features. Like there's barrel roll, which some people don't find too useful, but other people like calligraphers might find that useful if you're going to do painting and stuff, which I want to do. I mean, I want to get back into art and sketching. That's why I got it, because I'm trying to do more crafts and things like that. And I want to be able to show other people. I really want to be able to do note taking with it. And I also want to be able to use it for accessibility and things like that. So there's a lot of things I want to be able to show clients how to do that kind of stuff. But there's pressure sensitivity, thickness, thin, you know, that kind of stuff. There's several more features that it can do compared to the second gen. But the thing that really sold me is that it ends up having Find My built-in, and that's really important to me. But then I went to go turn it on, and evidently it's a bug or something, and it's not yet available. So that was kind of a bust. So it's one of those things where it's coming, or they're working it out or something like that. So I'll have to report back on that. So that's why I just got it, because it went on sale. I hadn't seen it go down that low before since it's been announced. So I grabbed it while it was on sale. So now I have my whole setup. So that's why I'm calling this episode iUSB-C clearly now, because I finally have everything in USB-C. The Apple Pencil's wireless. I don't have to worry about USB-C for that. But everything that I have now is finally USB-C. And that just makes me so happy. Everything is all consistently charged with USB-C or MagSafe. And I finally have one cable to rule them all.
Yeah, actually mine is too. My MacBook here is USB-C.
But your iPhone, is that's not USB-C?
No, but
is
it's MagSafe. No, it's Lightning, MagSafe. But it is MagSafe.
Yep. So you could do wireless. Yeah. It charges faster with USB-C, but I do like the idea that I can still do wireless.
I like just when I go to bed, I just go plop, and it, you know, makes that little ding. And I think when I get a new phone, whenever that happens to be, instead of just getting a cheapo, you know, $10 or $12, I'm going to pay whatever it costs to get the MagSafe. It's
the
just so much
Apple
easier.
One? Just get an Anker.
Yeah, it may not be Apple, really, but I'll get. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure that whatever the case is, that it is MagSafe. Because even if it costs more, it's just so much easier.
Yeah, well, I'll send you the link to this one, because this isn't an Apple case or anything, but. Yeah, I mean, it just, as long as it's got the rings to line it up, that's all that matters.
I mean, mine is an Apple case, and when did I buy it? I can't remember when I bought it.
I think
it was
this
on
case
Amazon.
Was only like $15. And,
yeah, but
and
this was on Amazon.
Great.
See, I bought, here's mine. Mine's just a red. to go over my purple phone.
Yeah, that's nice because you don't see the ring. Mine, you actually see the ring through it.
Well, you can see the ring on the inside. You see the ring on the inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I want to say it was
discounted. See, I always have this on it. It covers it up anyway, so you don't really see it.
Yeah, it was discounted on Amazon. I don't know if it was last year or earlier in the year. I don't know if it was Christmas time or earlier in the year. I'd have to look up the receipt to see where it was. I'm pretty sure I bought it on Amazon. But it was something like $25 and the normal price was $50.
Oh, that's not bad.
It was something like that. So I'm like, what the heck?
So yeah, but they don't make a good purple or an eggplant color like I like. I don't think they do anyway. Now, what's interesting about the power supply, I haven't quite figured this out yet, but the power supply that came with the MacBook Air, take a look at this. Look how little it is. This is it. Look how small it is.
That's good.
And it comes with two ports on it. So when I go, if I travel, I plug this in, I can still plug in another USB cable, and then I can string everything together. I mean, I can just basically, with USB-C, I can daisy chain, if we can still call it that, but I can daisy chain everything together. Now, what's interesting, and I wanted you to try this, do you happen to have that Anker MagSafe charger that you got? Do you happen to have that nearby?
Yeah, it's in that cabinet behind me.
Can you grab it? Does it have a charge on it? And you have your Apple Watch. I want to see if yours does it. It may or may not.
Well, hold on just a moment. I have to take off my headphones.
Okay. I want to try this out. I tried it a little while ago and it worked. And then I tried it again and it didn't. But I'm pretty sure it's because it needs to have, I think it needs to have some more charge to do it. Might have to be a full charge. But I believe that you can charge the Apple Watch with this. Maybe what I have to do is plug that in there.
Okay, this should be fully charged because I charged it up before we were supposed to go to Florida, and then that got canceled because of all the hurricanes.
I know.
So, yep, it's full charge.
Okay.
So, what is your...
Okay, so take a look at that picture that I sent you. And take a look at what I have going on with my Apple Watch. And tell me what you noticed there. Okay. Do you see that I have it? Do you see where I have... Do you see how it's stuck on the back of that charger?
All right, let me try.
So when I tried this earlier, when you stepped away, I was telling the listeners, I tried this earlier. It did work, and I just tried it again, but I think it's because mine has drained a little bit. I think you have to do it with a full charge. But I was able to charge my Apple Watch with that. You have to get it on there just right. You see how there's a circle, and then there's a vertical line? If you slowly... Let me take my watch off. If you slowly drag your watch down it, you'll feel it kind of catch on the magnet. And then it'll just kind of stick on there magnetically.
Yeah. As of right now, this is not...
It doesn't go bing.
Nope.
Because when I did it one time, it actually started to charge it. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool.
No, it's not catching in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the back of your watch, it's got sort of a...
Yeah, right.
It rounds out a little bit, and when you put it on the charger, it's kind of concave. Convexed. Concave when you put it on the charger.
Mm-hmm.
And this is totally smooth and flat, this particular battery. Yeah, so that's not, it's not catching.
Because I know, like, when you're out and about, like, if your watch battery is running down, you can plug your watch charger into the bottom of, like, when you get a new phone, you'll be able to plug your watch charger into the bottom of your iPhone and charge your watch with it. I mean, it'll drain your phone battery, but in a pinch, like, if you need to be able to charge up your watch battery. But I was just experimenting with, like, all of the things that I could charge, and I thought, oh, isn't that cool? I can just lay my watch on there. Now, because it is rounded at the bottom, it has to be setting still, but if you just rest it on there and it doesn't move anywhere, it's just enough magnetic that if you balance, you know, get it balanced right in that spot there. When I did it before, when it had a higher battery level, it actually started charging it. But it could be the type of model. So what Apple Watch do you have?
Mine's a 9.
Oh, yours is a 9? Okay, mine's an 8 and it worked. And you have a full charge on that?
On my battery or on my watch?
On your battery.
Battery's full charge.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to experiment that a little bit because I could have sworn I got it to work and now I have to figure out how I did that again. Because when I tried it, I was like, oh, wow, this is cool. Because I was trying to plug like one thing into another and think, okay, how could I chain this together to minimize the amount of cables that I have to travel with so that I could just simplify the whole process? Now, I mean, if I'm traveling with my laptop, I can just plug that into power. And then now that's the thing about the MacBook Air. There's only 2 ports. There's a power port that's MagSafe. So you have 3 ports on the left side and only, let's see, 1 port on the right side. And that's just for the headphones. So that's the thing that you lose when you go with the Air, of course, because it's not a pro machine. The pro machine is for pros. I mean, you know, it says it right in the name. So I knew what I was getting myself into and I knew what I was sacrificing. But that's the thing. Like we talked about this last time, and that's why I decided to go with the Air and save a little bit of money, because when I compared them side by side and I looked at them with Lucian, I was like, you know, you're getting a really great machine, because he's in college now and he's going to be studying, you know, 3D modeling and, game design and things like that. Like, he's going to get more use out of those features than me anymore. I'm not doing video editing. I mean, you watch now, like, I don't know, something will come along. I don't want to, no jinxing. I mean, even the Air, I mean, these new M3s, I'm sure they can handle that kind of stuff. And I did upgrade it with 16 gigs of RAM. I actually did decide to get the 1 terabyte hard drive only because I do have a lot of home videos, you know, wedding videos, baby videos and stuff. And they're on some pretty old hard drives that I want to make another copy before those get older. You know, I don't know if you know this or not. I know you use Backblaze and things like that. But when you do your backups, are you using spinning drives or SSDs or
time spinning drives? Yeah. They're spinning drives.
And how long do you keep those for?
You know something? I've had some of these drives for 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I keep saying, I'm going to buy a new SSD and transfer everything over because they're going to die. I mean, I know that. They're going to die. But knock wood, there hasn't been any clicking. There hasn't been any problem.
Right.
Everything's been working great. So just like, okay, let it go.
I'm thinking about like all the people out there who have gone and digitized a bunch of their stuff and put it on multiple copies of SSDs or SD cards. Because I've been telling people, you know, stop putting your stuff on CDs because the CDs break down, the gelatin, the emulsion, things like that, especially if you don't store it in a temperature controlled environment. You know what I mean? Like that stuff can just break down over time. And plus, I mean, they're not making things with optical drives. And if they do, they're really finicky. So it's going to get harder and harder to retrieve data from CDs.
I've been doing that. I've gotten lazy. Yeah. I admit ever since we moved, I haven't done a thing. But before we moved, I started taking, I've got a ton of DVDs and CDs.
Yeah.
The kids playing soccer. Right. Yeah. You know, our trip to Disney, school plays, whatever. And I said, I'm going to put them into iMovie and I'm going to splice and dice them.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put them on a hard drive. And then eventually when I go through all of them, I will have a hard drive that I will give to each of the kids, like a flash drive.
Yeah.
And I'll give it to each of the kids.
Right.
And yeah, I just stopped doing that. What a pain in the tush. To have to splice and dice.
Yeah. You know, just don't do that part. I mean, just get them off the CDs.
Like my one son is two of them are wrestlers. So I would cut off a lot of the dead space, like when they're just standing there waiting for the match to begin. It's like, yeah, we don't need that part. Cut that part off. And okay, now it's 2 minutes because maybe the other person was injured and they're just waiting. Okay, cut that part.
Right.
But when you're doing things like Disney, I taped everything. And that was back when you had those video cams on your shoulder that was checked in like a separate piece of luggage that Tom was carrying around with these big old, you know, I mean, it was crazy. And then I converted all of those from VHS to DVD, you know, and I bought some sort of contraption to do that. And it, everything was done in real time. It took in, it was an Elgato unit. And everything was done in real time. So if it was a two-hour video, it took 2 hours to convert it. You're like, oh, my God, take me now. It was just, it was crazy. So trying to go into the Disney ones and say, do we really need 45 minutes of the Disney parade?
Back then, I think we were just so excited at the prospect of being able to capture and freeze time and document these memories, you know, and be able to revert back to them, that we just wanted to capture everything, you know. And then now it's like, oh, well, just 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, you know. I think we've started to learn how to self-edit.
But it's also so much easier because now you've got the iPhone. So if your son, okay, so when he graduated from high school, maybe you took 100 pictures. You took the picture of him walking up the aisle. You walked the picture of him crossing the stage, getting his diploma, walking back down. Maybe that's 100 pictures. But right then and there, you can go, well, only these 10 are any good.
Oh, yeah.
And delete the other 90. You couldn't do that back then.
No.
You had to do the whole thing.
Yep. There was no editing. Yeah. You just could not self-edit. And I know one of the things too, when we were gifted a Nikon Coolpix digital camera. Well, the very first digital camera that I used used a floppy disk. Talk about really old. Oy. Yeah.
A digital camera with a floppy?
Yep. Digital camera with a floppy disk. Yep.
Oh, mine used an SD, which I didn't know. I didn't know until I got another one that this one had a... because we were on a cruise. I brought my computer with me. Because
of course
I didn't,
you did.
Well, not because I used it, but because I needed to get the pictures off the camera to put under the computer so I could use the camera.
Right,
so
you plugged it in. Yep.
So I could use the camera the next day, wipe out, because I didn't know that you could put an SD card in for extra storage. I didn't know that at the time. This was 2003. It was back then. And then
I've had many a client that opened up the little trap door and showed them, see right here next to the battery, see this little thing? You got to push it in and pop it out. And the look on their faces, I wish I could just record it, but I have it burned and seared into my memory. The jaw dropping on the floor and going, oh.
Yeah, what? Then I had a collection of SD cards.
Yep. The little, and then they started making those little folios that you could keep them in. Yes. So we've come a long way. Right. Yeah, so that's why I say I can USB-C clearly now. The pain is gone. The pain of all of the weight and the heft of all of the stuff. I mean, we still have to have something. We still have to have a cable. But the cables that the new devices come with are braided. They're very lovely, I have to say. They're really lovely cables. They're not the plasticky, you know, silicone cables.
The ones that break if you bend it just a little bit too much.
Yeah, these are very bendy. In fact, what's interesting is when I'm very picky about, obviously, as you can see from the picture that I showed you, I'm very picky about the textures and the colors and the kinds of things that the skins, the kinds of things that the products that I buy, the things that I put my devices in to protect them. The reason is because when I put my things down into my bag, I do a lot of multitasking, especially when I'm on a house call or when I'm driving, when I'm doing things. I need to be able to put my hand down in the bag and feel for it while I'm doing something else, while I'm talking, while I'm taking notes, while I'm showing somebody something, while I'm pointing something out. I need to be able to use my other hand to be fishing for something at the same time. I'm like an octopus. So I'm in there like fishing around in my bag, and I need to be able to feel for it. I'm like, okay, this feels like that and that feels like that. this has this texture, that has that texture, so that I can, when I put my hand down into the bag, I know that, okay, my AirPods Pro case has this kind of like a, that squishy kind of a texture because it's in that soft TP case. And the MacBook Air has that silky texture on that case, and the iPad Air has the grooves on that case, you know, so I can tell what feels like what before I go to pull it out of the case. I can just kind of put my hand in there and feel for it. So that's why and then the cables, the thing I like about the cable now is now I only need to have the USB-C cable, and I still carry around a Lightning cable because, you know, the rest of the family is still on Lightning. Because I go and work with clients, they still have Lightning devices. I still carry old cables, but because they've changed the textures and the lengths and things like that, the endings on the cables, I can kind of fish around in my tech bag and I can just feel the end of the cable. I can feel the way the cord feels. And I know instinctively just by the feel, okay, this is the Lightning cable. This is the USB-C cable. I don't have to, you know, look or pull it out. I can just kind of put my hand in there and feel for it. Okay, now I know that I pulled the right cable out, or at least I'm getting close to it. You know what I mean? So that's what I like about the different textures of the cables. So I don't know what they're going to come out with next. I hope USB-C is like where we just stay, because this is nice. It's so nice. You can just plug it in. You don't have to twist it, turn it. It plugs in one way. It's pretty secure. I mean, you could lift it up, and I wouldn't recommend you swing it around by the cable, but they curl up really nice, and they plug in, and they're pretty secure, and they have the MagSafe cord that also has a braided cable, but that is the same. It's a gray color. Now, the color of the MacBook Air that I got is that midnight black, but then, of course, I put a purple case on it. But you can still see the black through the rest of, you know, the cutouts and on the inside. So, yeah, I really like it. The keyboard is wonderful. It's got the Touch ID. There are no visible speakers that I can see. But again, I mean, I'm using my AirPods Pro with it. I'm not, you know, blasting music on it. So I didn't have the need for that. I really just needed I just needed to pare this down. It just needed to be a simple laptop. I don't need really the Pro features much anymore. I was able to figure out how to, just with my OWC dock, how to make it expandable while I'm here at home in my workstation. And then when I'm traveling on the go, I have a portable, expandable adapter that I can use. I have all the adapters in my travel bag. So, yeah, I mean, it's working out great. So I'm looking forward to using the Apple Pencil Pro more and more. That's the one thing that I haven't gotten enough time to really play with, and the iPad Air. I'm frustrated that they did release the iPad Mini. I figured that was going to happen. I couldn't wait any longer because of the promo, the sale. I kind of needed to just do it then and get it done because the iPad, the regular iPad that I had was an eighth gen. And the longer I waited, the more that value for trade-in was going to keep going lower and lower. So I had to just get it done. I just had to trade it in or else it was just going to lose value. So I was kind of like up against time constraints. It was kind of like a now or never thing. Mm-hmm. Like I know that they're going to be releasing an M4 coming out, but it was one of those things where it was like, I don't need to wait for the M4. You know what I mean? It was going to end up costing more money anyway. And right. I was trying to save money, not spend more money. So the timing was just, it was right. It was just ripe, basically. My kid, you know, started college, needed a college laptop. The MacBook Air will still be able to use here at the house. It's not going to go to waste. It'll be plugged in for something that my husband can use. We can repurpose it for, you know, some other thing. If, you know, something happens to Keegan's machine or whatever. It's still running Big Sur. So, I mean, it can use Firefox. And the M1 Pro that Lucian's now using, like I said, it's still got a great cycle count on it because I took really great care of it. And it's still got Apple Care on it. It's a great machine for him. It's got ports that he needs for his SD cards and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great machine for him. I'm really happy with the decision that I made at that time because it's got amazing hand-me-down value. And now I was able to just basically do a minor upgrade to the M3 and save money by, you know, taking advantage of the back-to-school deal and getting the Apple gift cards. And now that's going to basically pay for the next entire, between that and the Air. So I did the trade-in. I actually, so because, you know, trying to teach the kid a lesson, so I actually sold the M1 Pro to Lucian. It worked out with, you know, scholarship money and all that kind of stuff. So he was able to buy the MacBook Pro off of me for the trade-in price. So, you know, and I gave him the case and software and all that kind of stuff. So he got a pretty smoking hot deal, I have to say. I mean, you know, he knows the history of it and everything. And so right. It's still got Apple Care. So he got a really, really great deal on a very, a used but very well taken care of great MacBook Pro that is probably better than some of his friends have. And the case and all of the protection and everything that goes with it, plus adapters, plus everything that, you know, the tech support and everything that I give him, plus the software yeah. licenses that I share with him. So he's sitting pretty, you know, pretty with that right now. So, and then I let him borrow my iPad because then he teaches me how to use Procreate and things that I want to learn. So it's pretty cool. It kind of helps us bond. So I'm really happy with that. So I've got lots of toys to play with. So that makes me really happy if I can just find the time and the focus to do it all. Yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. How about you? You haven't gotten any new toys, but you are gearing up. You're setting your sights on Black Friday for a new phone. That's what you're in the market
possibly.
For.
Possibly. We'll see. And I may possibly also buy a watch.
Oh, yeah?
There's only one reason
why. Yeah, because you have the 9.
I have a 9 that I bought last year sometime.
I was going to say, that's not that old.
I don't remember exactly when I bought it. But
and Tom has no interest in it, and the kids have no interest in it.
Nope. But the only reason why I would buy it is because on my health care plan, I get $600 back in wellness.
Ah, that's nice.
So what I'm going to do, because in January, it starts all over again.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm always
use it or lose it?
Yeah. It's not cumulative. Like my, I have a friend who has the same kind of idea, but hers is cumulative.
Mm-hmm.
Where my and she can do, and if she leaves the company, if she decides to retire, that money goes with her. So that's what she's thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, because it's wellness, if I get the Watch 10 at $400, right now there's $170 trade in.
Aha! There. Yep. See, it's
but
about that trade in value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that could change come November, but still, right. I would get, you know, 100 something toward trade-in, but yep. I would be reimbursed the full 400.
Nice.
from the insurance.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Then the rest of the money I can do is prepay my next year's gym membership this year.
That's amazing.
And there's my $600. So
what
I thought,
about your Apple Fitness? What about Apple
Fitness? I did that in the summer.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's taken care of with your health plan, too. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Because you only get $600. But I'm looking at the list, and one of them said humidifier. I'm like, we might put a humidifier on our furnace. So I called them and said, does it count? And they said, no, it's just the freestanding units. I'm like, crap. But if I get my $600 back between the watch and the gym membership, well, that'll pay for putting the humidifier on the furnace.
There you go. Yeah. And so get a smart one.
And then next year... Uh-huh. When my new plan starts, which I'm only going to have for 9 months because then Medicare kicks in because, yes, I'm that old.
I'll be taking notes.
Yeah. I'll be using it for concert tickets. I mean, if you look at the list of what some of the insurance companies give you, books. If I buy a book on Amazon, that is covered.
Get out.
I'm reading the list going, what? A book? I can buy a book on Amazon and get reimbursed for it? Now, it's rare that
Medicare
I buy a book.
Or for your plan
through my $600 wellness.
Wow.
It covers classes. If I took a yoga class, if I have to buy a yoga mat, if I buy a humidifier, you know, for one in your bedroom.
put one
in the bedroom. If any kind of wellness, if I buy a massage, I'm going to have to look into that.
We
have to look into that because I could really use one. It's been a long time.
Put it on your reminder
list. And a massage is like $100.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Gonna have to look
into
that.
You should do it. Put it in your reminders. right now.
I'll have to look into that.
All right.
Oh, believe me, I will make sure that that $600 is spent.
Definitely. Okay, so next time when we get together to podcast, we'll be asking you how that massage went.
And it won't maybe. Be this time. It won't right. be this time. All because right. this time is going to be the watch.
The watch,
yeah. And the gym membership.
Okay. But are you gonna wait till Black Friday to do the watch?
Yes. I want to see okay. if there's
It'll
any
fit
deals
within that window?
Going. Yeah, because I have until December 31st.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Yeah. Do you have Discover Card?
Yes.
Because that's 5% cash back on Amazon right now.
I get 5% and sometimes 6 or 7 through my Amazon card.
Oh, Amazon. Okay. Okay, that's even better then. Is that all year round?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep. 5% mm-hmm. on any mm-hmm. Amazon purchase. Mm-hmm. And then when they do the Prime Days sales, mm-hmm. they'll bump it up to 6 or 7%, not necessarily on everything, but on certain items. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. what they'll tell you is, well, you can get this item tomorrow, but if you're willing to wait until next week, mm-hmm. we'll give you 6% or 7%.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. In addition to all those credits and things like
and
that.
And it depends on how much it costs. You know, if mm-hmm. it costs $5, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to worry about it. But if I spent mm-hmm. something that was $50, like, well, I don't mm-hmm. need it right away. Mm-hmm. And then I do the math. I'm like, well, that might give me 15 extra points. Well, it doesn't mm-hmm. hurt. And I'm not mm-hmm. in a hurry, so what the heck. And then it usually comes sooner than anyway. So instead of coming between tomorrow and Thursday, maybe it'll come Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been very conservative when it comes to the credit cards. I don't want to have a lot of credit cards open, so I only have a couple. But I keep seeing these deals with, you know, well, you have to have the credit card for that particular shopping service, and then you get those perks. And I don't know, it can get away from you, you know?
I don't do store. Like, I don't do the Macy's mm-hmm. card. I don't do the Kohl's mm-hmm. card. I don't do the Penny's card.
Sam's Club, Costco, because we got the Costco card. And
I thought about doing the BJ's.
Mm-hmm. But you have to be careful. Yeah, because like Costco, I thought we were going to be getting cash back. No, it's not cash back. It's like a voucher.
No, for BJ's, they give you 15 cents off of gas. Mm-hmm. An additional 15 cents a gallon off of gas.
Right there at the pump.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yes,
yeah,
you know
so
this?
you get money off. And then yeah. I'm like doing the math on that. And then mm-hmm. they don't tell you anywhere, though, how much does it cost? I'm looking at this going, well, how mm-hmm. much does the card cost? This is not a free card. Is it $50? Oh, is it $100?
Really? There's an annual fee?
Yeah, there's a fee.
That's not good.
Tell me how much it costs, and then I can factor all that in. And it's like you can't find it. I pay for the Southwest card.
Huh.
I have a Southwest credit card. Uh-huh. But if I fly once, I've paid for it.
Uh-huh.
Plus, they give you extra points on your anniversary.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I'm
not sure if we want to keep Costco, because it's just every time we go and we say, okay, well, like, for example, with this tooth issue, I wanted to get they said I need to use Sensodyne toothpaste. So I thought, well, let me go see. But Sam's Club is like $3 less. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's $3. I know it's a little bit further away, but I got to be out in that area for dropping the kids off anyway. So I'm there. You know, I just have to time it better is all. I just have to time the logistics of it. So because I'm keeping, we got the Costco originally because of buying the car, because we did get a hefty discount off it for then. But I don't know. I got the credit card, and I'm thinking, well, we're basically only using it for gas and restaurants, because then you get, 4%, 3% back. But the only purpose is to pay for the annual membership. But that's it. It's like, it's kind of like pointless when we could just not have that card and then not be beholden to using it for those things. I don't know.
Yeah, you're better off just keeping sense. Your Discover card, and that way mm-hmm. you're accumulating more mm-hmm. money on that card, but mm-hmm. then you're accumulating more cash back.
Right. Well, Discover is tricky because remember it's only the deal per quarter. It doesn't pay to use Discover any other time because it's only 1%. Right? I don't think it's I don't think it's 1.5, is it? Like on regular purchases, I have to look at that again. I think it's only 1%. Whereas like our USAA signature, that's 1.5% on everything every day. And then we use the Apple card for all the 2% ones when it's...
I use pretty much Apple all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't buy as much on Amazon as I used to, so I don't use mm-hmm. that one as often. And mm-hmm. if I know we're going to be doing a lot of flying, then I'll start using the Southwest to start accumulating the points.
Right.
But I've been using the Apple like most mm-hmm. of the time, especially when I'm using Apple Pay.
Right, right. Because then you definitely get 2% cash back. But for places, I mean, I have to make a cheat sheet for Nate because he keeps forgetting using the wrong one. That's what I mean. Like, it's gotten to be where it's so complicated. And then we both get frustrated because then I forget too. I'm like, oh, I was supposed to use that card for this, you know? But that's what I mean. It gets so frustrating. So I need to make it more simpler. Hmm. Yeah. And it's also tracking it too. So
if listeners wanted to give you some hints on how to track all of this, how would they do so?
A sanity check. Yes. Yes. Please get in touch with us. We'd love to hear your feedback. You can go to our website. We are over at geekiestshowever.com, and there's a contact tab that you can click and fill out the form, and that will send us an email. Or you can just email us in your mail app of choice. And our email address is podcast@geekiestshowever.com. We have a couple of other ways to contact us. We are social beings. Where are we at on the socials?
We are at Geekiest Show on Twitter and Threads and Instagram if you want to get in touch with us there. You can also follow Melissa at themacmommy.com, or you can follow her on Threads and Mastodon at themacmommy at mastodon.cloud. I am at senseidai at mastodon.social, and the show is at geekiestshowever at techhub.social. So with that, we want to thank you so much for listening. We will see you again in a couple of weeks, and until then, please stay safe.